USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center is saying folks in Mississippi, Alabama, and the western Florida panhandle should be on alert for the threat of heavy rainfall and flash flooding as Tropical Storm Ida makes its way east. Regarding the damage in New Orleans, Republican Senator from Louisiana Bill Cassidy joins Fox News and says damage is everywhere, including at hospitals.
There are reports of evacuations from two hospitals down near the coast, which had their roofs blown off. Another hospital, which had a portion of its generator go out, so they had to move patients, bagging them, if you will. It means they're not on mechanical ventilation. They're just having a nurse push the bag.
More than 122,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan as the withdrawal winds down. That includes more than 5,000 Americans. This is USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
North Korea appears to have restarted its nuclear reactor.
The International Atomic Energy Agency is reporting evidence has emerged that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium in a development called Deeply Troubling. The reactor in question is located in the city of Yongbyon, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Pyongyang. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The suspect in the Atlanta spa shooting is facing new hate crime charges. DA Fannie Willis saying she's charging Robert Aaron Long with bias on the basis of gender and race under Georgia's recently passed hate crimes law. Long is already charged with murder for the March shooting deaths of four people at an Asian spa in Fulton County. He appeared in Fulton County Court on Monday and is due to be arraigned in September. Long already pleaded guilty to killing four others at a spa in Cherokee County. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Toppled trees are making life tough for emergency crews in southeast Louisiana, which are assessing damage from Hurricane Ida. This as emergency crews begin to try to help people recover from the storm. Team Rubicon co-founder Jake Wood joins Fox News to talk about the recovery effort that they are leading on the Gulf Coast.
Our teams have been embedded with the emergency operations centers across Louisiana and Mississippi. Obviously, we're going to be out there side by side with local authorities determining what we can do to assist their efforts, as the primary focus right now is going to be life safety, ensuring those people who need to be rescued, who need to be treated with any injuries, get that treatment as safely and expeditiously as possible.
As far as some of the challenges that they face?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge in any situation like this is always going to be communication and coordination. So that's why, you know, we have our teams embedded in these emergency operations centers, making sure that, you know, the left hand knows what the right is doing at all times. You know, very similar to the experience that we have in the military, you often find yourself in this you know, veritable fog of war, where the chaos and uncertainty, the ambiguity of everything that's happening on the ground will complicate efforts further. But, you know, fortunately, you know, the state of Louisiana is well prepared for these hurricanes. And we know that they have the highest level of professionalism in their emergency services, and obviously we look forward to continue to work with them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.